Welcome to this edition of Chamber Chat. Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce. And as always, for Chamber upcoming events, simply go to DurangoBusiness.org. And for all things COVID, go to SJBPublicHealth.org, San Juan Basin Public Health. I have Director Leanne Jolon, as well as Brian Devine and Karen Zink on the call, or the interview, we should say. Thank you all, first off, for being here. I know you're extremely busy. I will set the table and say we are pre-recording this a week in advance, so just so people know that up front. So the first question is, how did the vaccination clinic start over at the fairgrounds?
Well, first of all, we're just absolutely thrilled to be here. It is great to be talking to the community about the availability of vaccine in our community. This is just an unbelievable feat that we are less than a year into a global pandemic, and vaccine is available as a tool to start controlling this pandemic. So that's fantastic news. And when we're talking about vaccine at the fairgrounds, it started, this is Leanne from San Juan Basin Public Health. I received a call from Karen Zink at the end of December saying, I think vaccines are going to be a huge endeavor in this community, and I would love to offer help. And so that was the very first phone call that we received from Karen, and I'll let Karen take it from there about what it's looked like since that fateful day when you said, we want to help.
Well, what I said to Leanne is, I want to be your assistant. At any rate, it's a tall order to be Leanne's assistant, because she has a big job, but she gave us the go-ahead to put together a community volunteer team to take a shot at vaccinating, and we used the Nine Health Fair planning team as our resource to get started recruiting the volunteers and planning the event. And it's very exciting. We have so much partnership, not only with San Juan Basin Public Health, but Durango Fire and Rescue is supplying an ambulance and paramedics every week. The Sheriff's Department is supplying security. The Police Department is kind of watching out for us, and the public has been just incredible. But I'll start with the fairgrounds. So many people in our community are very comfortable at the fairgrounds. And folks that I thought might not be willing to receive a vaccine have come to be vaccinated. And Emily Spencer at the fairgrounds has been very gracious with providing us a staffer on Saturdays. We haven't used a lot of that help, but they are very kind and helpful as well. And the fairgrounds is ideal for mobility challenged people. We've had 5 wheelchairs going at a time. So folks who can't get around very well have been coming to get vaccinated, and from all over the county. So I really love that part of it. And then we have about 300 medically certified volunteers, certified through the Medical Reserve Corps. And they are so happy to be volunteering, just so happy. One of our prominent retired physicians loves being a parking lot attendant. And people are enjoying their flags and directing traffic. And every week, Local First is providing us with food and coffee, which is a wonderful community partnership. And supplies have come from everywhere. The health department, Anima Surgical Hospital, Mercy Regional Medical Center, private healthcare offices. And a few weeks ago, we set up some funding through United Way. And we have several donors who have donated a significant amount of money to help buy supplies to do the vaccinations. And donors have also given generously to Mercy Foundation to help support them with the supplies that they're providing. So last weekend, we vaccinated 1,029 people, and a local florist provided 2 large buckets of flowers. And so the people who were being vaccinated were given a stemmed flower on the way out until those ran out. But the volunteers are so happy to be helping, and the recipients of the vaccine are so happy to receive the vaccine. So that's my overview.
So obviously this has come together as truly a community collaborative effort, you know, San Juan Basin Public Health, as well as other healthcare, providers. Now, at this point, are you needing any more volunteers of any nature? I'm a really good parking attendant as well. You don't want me sticking somebody in the arm with a shot, but are there other areas that you're needing volunteers at this point? Because this is going to go on for a while.
Right. And I think you bring up a really great point, Jack, which is right now Colorado is in phase 1B2 of, you know, the phased availability of vaccinations, right? And what's happening right now is Colorado kind of has a target date to transition from 1B2 to 1B3. 1B3 is actually 25% of the population of Colorado. So this is, you know, this is going to grow in orders of magnitude. And, you know, what we're, you know, a little bit worried about right now on the local level is it is all limited by supply of vaccine. So Colorado has this plan, you know, the first week in March to move to having 25% of the population eligible. So we hope that we're getting a commensurate supply of vaccine coming down through the supply chain. So when that happens, if both of these pieces come together, right, and, you know, they will come together. I think the question is, do they come together as early as March 5th? But when they come together, we're going to have to keep building and growing and scaling in every direction. So we, as San Juan Basin Public Health, are happy to add anybody who's interested in signing up for volunteer opportunities, because we believe that what the wonderful work that's happening at the fairgrounds can grow and scale to additional locations. The fairgrounds can grow in its, right? Like, the goal here is to scale this so that vaccine is available to everyone everywhere on the fastest timeline we can get it done, so we can recover as a community. So yes, we will absolutely more volunteers. We don't know what it's going to look like yet, but the answer is yes.
And I understand that you have to go through some background check, clearance and things. So where do people go that are like me to say, hey, I can spend a few Saturdays, I can help out? What is the protocols for signing up to be a volunteer?
I believe we have a link on our website, and I will get that to you. And our website, the overall, is sjbpublichealth.org. And I'm not sure 100% under what tab we find the MRC sign up, Medical Reserve Corps. And we want to be clear, Medical Reserve Corps is for people with medical certifications. It's also for lay people that want to help in a medical event. So we are happy to take your name. We will figure out what this all looks like over the next couple of months.
And along the line, I've also heard that if you want to get vaccinated and, you know, maybe, you know, you're younger, don't have pre-existing condition, all those things that maybe don't have you elevated to the front of the line, for lack of words, but you could be on standby, almost like when you fly, right? And all of a sudden you could get a call that says, you know, we have an opportunity if you can be here in the next half hour. Is that true? Have I heard that correctly? And you can sign up to be on standby?
There is no shortage of eligible people who are hoping to get vaccinated. All the vaccine providers in La Plata and Archuleta counties generally keep a wait list of eligible people. What we do want people to do is sign up on San Juan Basin Public Health's website to be notified of when they've become eligible and what appointments are available to them. So that's also at sjbpublichealth.org. It's the very first thing that you'll see on that website is how to join our notification list. And you get a weekly email with the current eligibility and the current clinics and forecasts for when future groups might become eligible based on what the state tells us. So that's really the best place to get the most up-to-date information. And certainly we're really just so grateful to all of our vaccine providers and to our volunteers for making sure that no dose goes to waste in this phased distribution system.
Now, you know, and I'm, if you know me, I always think I'm funny for one, but I'm also the very optimistic chamber guy usually. And so as we wrote this out, you, San Juan Basin Public Health, I think we're leading the state in distribution and getting shots in arms, if I am not mistaken. Is that correct?
Well, the Southwest region of Colorado is, and so it's a community effort. It is, you know, it's one shot at a time, one step at a time. And so we believe we are leading this in Southwest Colorado because of the great partnerships that you have been in place for years, right? We are approaching this, you know, it's been a year, but we've been approaching this past year like, you know, an emergency response. And this community has in place partnerships and ways that we work together and rely on each other for emergencies. We stood up that structure for this event. We've spent a year doing COVID together, whether it's getting testing out to priority populations, working with businesses, which, you know, as you know, has been, you know, just an ever shifting landscape, right? Moving the goalposts, right? All of these things we've done together as a community for a year. So when vaccine, you know, became available, you know, of course, getting the phone call from Karen is absolutely huge step forward. And it's part of a whole community effort of, you know, lots of ways that this community works together really well. And as it turns out, Southwest Colorado is absolutely in the lead, you know, for the state getting shots into arms. That's everybody. That's not San Juan Basin Public Health. That's Karen, that's all the volunteers at the fairgrounds, and that's every other provider in this community that gets on the phone with us all week long and moves doses around and drives doses around and says, you know, who needs vaccine, who has vaccine, who has open appointments, let's get the work done. And it's just building on the partnerships.
I think it would be worth mentioning that Fire Chief Bruce Evans in Bayfield was an early adopter for getting vaccine out to his community. Dixie Melton and the town of Ignacio are vaccinating in their community. Animas Surgical Hospital is giving vaccines. Mercy Regional Medical Center, Access Health Center, and so a couple of pharmacies. I think Albertsons and City Market. I don't know if there are other pharmacies, but throughout the area, there's just a lot of effort going on the parts of a lot of entities.
And that's so encouraging. I mean, every time there's, you know, I want to say crisis or anything, our community truly, truly comes together. I remember back in Missionary Ridge Fire when that happened, and then 416, I mean, just anything that comes along, the amazing support that this community does, it always amazes me. One thing I do want to point out, though, is with the vaccine, we still follow the protocols because we want to wear our masks, social distance, hand sanitize. Everything that we all know we need to be doing has to continue to be done, even as we move into the blue level or level on the dial and all these things. That's why we're moving the dial, because we're all following still the proper protocols and making sure that we're doing it. And I've always said, look, if that's what it takes to get the businesses open and get businesses back in business, by golly, follow the protocols and make sure that this is happening. We have about a minute left, so I don't know if I have enough time to answer this. One question is, which vaccine are we getting? Are we getting the two-shot stage or the one-shot? What ones are we doing? We're doing two. Okay, I see that we got the two-shot, which is Pfizer, if I remember right. So we've got
Pfizer and Moderna. Pfizer and Moderna are both two-shot vaccines, and providers in the community generally have access to one or the other.
Okay, and then do we know how many we're going to get so we can kind of plan accordingly each week?
You know, Jack, that's a perfect question. We have a sense of how many doses the state gets from the federal government every week. And then, of course, we know what portion of the state population we are. But just to give you an example, we know how much the severe weather through the Midwest and the East Coast disrupted the national supply chain over the last several days. And doses are limited coming out to many parts of the state, including ours this week and the end of last week. So it is ever changing. We have expectations, we make best laid plans, and then we have to work as a region, as a network of providers, to move vaccine doses around so that we can keep clinic appointments on schedule and communicate a shared message to the community. It is a challenge every week. It's never quite the same from week to week with different vaccine types and different providers. But I think with the statistics that we've talked about here in this interview, we've shown that we really can be successful. We really are the leading region in the state.
Yeah. Well, and that's such good news to hear. And if anybody, we're out of time already, but anybody needs information, sjbpublichealth.org. Go to San Juan Basin Public Health. Continue with all the protocols. Leanne, Brian, Karen, thank you all for everything you do for the community. We appreciate you very much. And thank you for taking the time to join us.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jack.
You bet. We're going to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.